This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, October 29. Last words. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 49. Then Jacob called for his sons and said, "Gather around so I can tell you what will happen to you in days to come. Assemble and listen, sons of Jacob. Listen to your father, Israel. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is what their father said to them when he blessed them, giving each the blessing appropriate to him. Then he gave them these instructions. I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave in the field of Ephron the Hittite, the cave in the field of Machpelah near Mamre in Canaan, where Abraham brought along with the field as a burial place from Ephron the Hittite. There Abraham and his wife Sarah were buried. There Isaac and his wife Rebekah were buried. And there I buried Leah. The field and the cave in it were bought from the Hittites." When Jacob had finished giving instructions to his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed, breathed his last, and was gathered to his people. Last words are always important. Being aware of the shortness of life can often focus our conversations on the most important things. Jacob's parting words to his sons are recorded in Genesis 49:3-27. Though some parts of this chapter may seem obscure to us now, we can see how Jacob assesses his son's character and that he offers some rebuke and correction as well as some encouragement and hope. His words are described as a blessing, a gift that should call each of these sons to seek a deeper relationship with God. As a final instruction, Jacob issues details about his burial. This is an expression of confidence that the land God had promised to Abraham would someday be the home of Jacob's descendants. Through a lifetime of struggle, Jacob has seen how God has worked out his purposes and promises. And now, after reminding his family of God's promises, he can die in peace. The greatest blessing we can pass along to those who follow us is the assurance that God is at work in our lives to redeem us and restore us in Christ. Whether your remaining time on earth is short or long, have you considered how to share that legacy? Pray with me. Holy Spirit, give us words to speak that tell of your grace and kindness despite our sin. May our conversations speak of Jesus and his salvation, to the Father's glory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.